We're going to talk about baptism today. The definition of baptism: to dip or immerse, to submerge, to overwhelm, cover completely. Why should you be baptized? Don? It's written. Amen. There you go. It's the first step of obedience after your salvation. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You know, as I was driving here this morning and going through what I was going through, and it brings it to the obedience. But there comes a humbling, I think, before that, that we have to humble ourselves to realize what we're supposed to do. To commit ourselves. Because we can say, yeah, I'll do it. Ask my wife, she'll tell me, I'll get it done. Then after like a couple weeks, she goes, when are you going to do that? She's really kind about it. Acts 10, 48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. You know, then we have to picture how to follow Christ in a new life. Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You know, when you're baptized, I noticed it in Richard, I guess, the most. When he come up out of that water, I could see that he was truly a different person. But he made that commitment. He made that choice. Matthew 10, 32 to 33, and 33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. 33. But whosoever shall deny me before men, I want to read that again. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. He's given us an outline. He's given us borders to live by. Just like our parents did when we were little. And you know, I look back at some parents, I'm going, wow, I don't know if I'd have done that way. But then I realized, you know, sometimes we walk in the light that we have. It might be the way we were treated, so that's all we know. So how are you reacting to others? Is it of God? He has me asking that myself that a lot lately. Colossians 2:12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And that's when we go under the water, when you're buried in his likeness, and then raised up to walk the newness of life. The way Jesus walked. It's a cleansing. And I never understood when I was younger, how do you die twice? I mean, you know, I thought once and that was it. But I didn't realize that basically dying the first time is to Jesus, is dying of our old ways. The ways that we're sometimes comfortable with, or maybe an easier route, or I'll deal with that tomorrow. Folks, it's getting close. We've had so many opportunities in our life to change. We get them daily. We've had choices to make today, each and every one of us. But what's so cool about the one sitting here is you chose to come to church today to meet with Jesus. That's huge. Now, I don't want to puff you up, but that's the first step. Now, you might walk out of here, and I might walk out of here and get in the flesh. But when you walk with God, what grieves him grieves you. And you don't do it as often. And pretty soon you catch yourself and you don't do it at all. But every once in a while, it comes out. But what do we do when it does? Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I did that same thing again. Forgive me, Lord. And then if it's to somebody that I did it to, I have to go to them and ask for forgiveness. It's all about our choices. It's all about whether you want a new life or are you happy with your old life. Because I used to say, I'm happy drinking. I'm okay. But it wasn't. I was trying to fill a void. I was trying to put a patch on a problem. I would go around it, over it, under it, never through it, because I couldn't. Because I didn't know Jesus then. And now I know one thing, there's nothing that I can do, but with Him, anything is possible. If you don't get anything else today, just remember that. When you're out and walk out that door, and you get alone, and all of a sudden these problems, one thing after another come at you, or maybe just one that you can't deal with, just stop. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes and say, Jesus, I can't do this. And you know what He's going to say? Thank you. I've been waiting for you to say that for however many years or weeks or days or hours it was. He wants a relationship with us. And I think a big part of that is showing respect, not only to ourselves, which I never used to do. I didn't respect myself, but respecting what we say and do to other people. And then if we do something, don't think it's all right not to apologize or ask for forgiveness. Just imagine one day. Let's just imagine 1 hour. Let's not get too crazy. And probably we'd go right down to 1 minute, probably. Wouldn't it be neat that if everybody that had an offense with anybody in one day, they all turned and asked for forgiveness? Can you picture that? Could you picture just everyone in here doing it? How awesome that would be to be more like Jesus. Matthew 10. Did I just read that? Did I read that already? Thank you. I got so involved in what I was saying, I forgot where I was. Oh yes, buried with Him in baptism. And it's through the faith that we have that God will get us through whatever we have to go through. It's His faith, our faith in Him, that we need to realize whatever our situation. If you have a car and you're in a wreck and it's laying on top of you, are you yourself going to be able to lift it up? But what if you drove by a wreck and it happened right behind you and you saw it? What if you raised them up in prayer? And what if you were the only one praying for them? What if? What if? First Corinthians 15:3-4. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Romans 6, 3 to 8. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized until his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. For we, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we should be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. It's about a relationship. I can't emphasize that enough this morning. The Lord keeps on bringing it to me. It's about a relationship. It's about a relationship with Jesus. It's about a relationship with your boss at work, with your wife, your children, the guy at the gas station who's taking your money, the guy that cut you off, the guy that's broken down along the road. And it's about our reaction and our choice. You have to bear with me for a few minutes. The Lord's talking to me and I'm praying a little bit here. It's different today. I'm actually listening, and that's amazing. You know, I stand up here, sometimes I would fumble around, but it may look like I'm fumbling, but I am not. I'm living proof that God can work through anybody. Acts 2. 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The way I describe it is a God conscience. Acts chapter 8, verse 12. But when they believed Philip preaching these things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. when they believed. You know, God's a, he's got an order. He wants us to admit our sins, confess them. And he'll take care of them. That's that simple. It's bringing the words out of your mouth and confessing. And that, as soon as I said that, that brought me to when I was a little kid and slapped my big sister. I mean, I had to jump up on the couch and to do it, but I did it. And my mom come in, and I thought I was going to get away with it. And then my dad walked in. And I knew what was going to happen eventually. But my dad said, "Say you're sorry."
"I'm sorry."
Well, I think I was going to get one spanking, but I got two. And I asked Dad, "Why'd I get two?" He said, "One, because you did it." He says, "And two, the way you apologize, you didn't mean it." And he was right, I didn't. God wants us to be truthful, honest. He gives us those traits because we're created in his image. Folks, all he wants is a relationship with us. He doesn't care about our dirty laundry, our messy sinks, or, you know, trash all over your car, or whatever it is, little interesting things that we do. He wants a personal relationship with each and every one of us. You know, and this morning I didn't feel very worthy. But I know these aren't my words. These are God's words, because I'm reading it right out of the Scripture. Right out of His Word, the Bible. And it is the truth that'll make us free. He's just using this funny-looking face to try to get the message to you. And my hope's that, of course, that everybody gets something out of it today. But if it hits home at one person, I've done my job. If I've made you stop and think before you said something bad to somebody, I've done my job. If you stop and help somebody, I've done my job. Or we got a thing in men's meeting. It's been so awesome. And Brother Glenn, he must be sick because he's not here today. But he's the one that initiated it in me anyhow. I've heard it a lot of times. And, you know, accountability partners. But last week, Wednesday, he said, "What if we all call each other," basically, in a nutshell. And we've said that I don't know how many times. But I did that this week. My brother Nate did that this week. Brother Rick, Tom, Glenn did it. All of us that came to the men's meeting on Wednesday called each other and others. And it was awesome. Wasn't it, Brother Nate? I mean, we called to lift up. It's just nothing else to say, "Hey, hi. God had you on my mind today. You know that I love you and so does Jesus. And is there anything I can pray for you today? Or if not, I already prayed to lift you up and that God would keep you safe." That goes a long ways. That goes a long ways, folks. Acts 12. Nope, I was wrong. Acts 8, excuse me. 35 and 39. 35 to 39. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And in the eunuch, said, I couldn't say it because I had a tear in my eye. Here is the water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. You know, Jesus got baptized, and he didn't need salvation. And you know, we get baptized because what it does, it activates you into the body of Christ. You become a member of the church. Acts 2. 41 and 47. Excuse me, 41 to 47. Then they that were glad to receive his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and all had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. Now, wouldn't that be awesome? They put everything in a lump, and then they divided it up who needed it. And they continually daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. If we do what we're supposed to, if we love unconditionally, he's saying, daily, daily, things will be added to us. Daily, such as should be saved, he added to the church. Daily. You know, it's like the pay it forward. When I was growing up, I used to think how to spread the word was tell a girl. And I, bear with me, and if you want to yell at me later, you can. But that's the way it was in my school. You told a girl, one girl, a whole school knew it. Well, wouldn't that be neat with the gospel? If it would be spread like that. And folks, each one of us, every one of us sitting in here this morning have that responsibility. And I'm not saying that you're all going to become ministers, even though you are. I said that, yeah, even though you are. Because truthfully, we're all ministers. If we love everybody and love ourselves and want to help, have a caring heart, and down deep, in our soul, in our spirit, that God made us in, it's in there, folks. It's just covered up, wounded in some instances, and it needs to be released. Because we're not made to carry burdens. I used to carry them all the time. That's how I would punish myself for doing dumb things. I'd beat myself up. And sometimes I still do it. But my brother Rick, he reminds me, and I don't do it as much anymore. But that's because he loves me and he comes alongside of me. And he doesn't go, you know, you shouldn't do that. He puts his arm around me and he goes, now, brother, you know we shouldn't do that. It's finished. So what if we were all holy reminders this week? And seen somebody that was having a bad day or and just walk over and say, you know, Jesus loves you. And he is the hope. Or just give him a smile. God will lead you. Love covers a multitude of sins. You know, and how should you be baptized? We've already gone over that. I'm just going to give you a few scriptures. Matthew 28:19-20. Basically, it's in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're having a meeting. And then in deep water, not sprinkled. Acts 36:38. And then who should baptize you? Disciples of Christ. One sent by God. John 1:32-33. And then church. Acts 1. I want you to think about what I'm about to say. How is today going to make a difference in your life? And what are you going to do different? What choice are you going to make today? As Brother Harvey says, who's your daddy? Oh, I know who my daddy is. And I am so thankful and blessed. And I am also thankful and blessed that you showed up this morning. Because it encourages me to know that you're heading on the same path and want to be on the same path as our Father Jesus Christ. Because we could have gone golfing or fishing or went out to breakfast or slept in or housework, you know, all that good stuff. We could have made other choices this morning. Thank you for not making another choice. I'm feeling like it's time for worship, but before we start to worship, I just want to invite you. Now, I'm not going to watch every one of you, but in your own way, join in this morning. You know, if it's just tapping your foot. But this is a house of freedom. We have freedom in Christ here this morning. And we're here to give thanks to Him for what He's done for us, to give Him praise and worship. And to be honest with me, praise and worship is not sitting there going to sleep or texting on your phone. Or maybe you have to leave. But what I've found is the ones that stay to the end, the ones that draw closer to God, He draws closer to you. And a lot happens in the last part of the service. So we're just going to wait on Jesus. And I just ask that these words, Lord, that these words and these music and these tunes, that they're anointed from You, Lord. That You will raise the hairs up on everybody's arms. And that You will speak to every individual here personally this morning. We thank You for who You are, Lord. We thank You for never leaving us or forsaking us and loving us 100%, whether we change or not. We love You, Lord. We want to give You what You want. And we want You to break our hearts for what breaks yours. We just say thank You, Jesus. Amen.